We have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and anything else our host wants to talk about. Neil Smith is the Vice President of Social Media and Innovation at Denham & Company, lives in Texas, loves the Spurs, and exploring the world with his family. Jay Cranda is the online pastor at Saddleback Church, lives in California, loves the Lakers and drinking black cold brew coffee, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMC Podcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and I'm so glad to be joined by my good friend, Jay Cranda. Jay, welcome to the podcast.
So you had your like first week at your new job, and you posted a very cute little like a little cute little blackboard with first day, like,
hey, you think I'm cute. So my wife, like, first day, she was so sweet, you know, like, we've moved across the country and we're exhausted, and she makes like this little chalkboard art, like first day, like a first day of school kind of thing, first day at work, makes me breakfast and a cup of coffee, and she's like, I just need to take a picture for Facebook. So I kind of like cheesy posed for it, and I think it's like our most engaged post ever on Facebook. Like, people seem to be excited. Kind of hurts my feelings that like people are excited about me quitting my job and starting a new one. But it was fun.
So talk about Denham & Company. Your first week there, obviously transitioning from being a pastor on staff to this company that does come along ministries and is very, you know, that's the focus of Denham & Company. But like, how's it going?
Yeah. So I just posted on my blog, neilsmith.com. We'll post it in the show notes, a little bit about, and I won't get into the sappy emotions, but since I've been 19 years old, I've only been employed by churches. You know, like I became a youth pastor right out of college and was an intern all through college. And, so all I know is working at a church and being a pastor. And so it's weird, you know, to not have that title. And it's, but I would say I'm in no way doing less ministry. I actually get to do more ministry in many ways now because I'm getting to help a lot of ministries. It's such a cool environment, such a cool team here. It's fun to be back in Texas. The heat is terrible, but, I've got a 4-minute commute to work, and I've got a little more space, and I've got air conditioning that isn't a window unit. And so the people here are unbelievable. It's ministry, you know, I mean, it doesn't feel a whole lot different because we're just serving now 80 ministries rather than one. And so it's a new conversation, you know, and I would say I've grown in a week just because I'm having to strategically think about social media for a ministry that is, you know, serving Sudan, as well as, you know, a ministry in Australia, you know, and then a ministry right here in Dallas that is, you know, a media ministry. And so there's so many different organizations we work with. It's a lot of fun, great people, and I can't wait for what's ahead. And so we're going to keep podcasting. You know, it's one of the things I wrote in my blog is nothing is changing. I'm going to keep blogging about social media and technology for ministry. We're going to keep podcasting. I get to do this. You know, I've been doing consulting on the side for the last 5 years or so, and now I'm doing it full time under the umbrella of Denham & Company. And so I'm super pumped. So thanks for asking.
Yeah, I'm definitely pumped too. Well, in the midst of all that, we've kind of endured this big change with Instagram. So I don't know if people have been paying attention, but Instagram released their version of Snapchat stories.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you're driving, which you're probably doing on the podcast, just pull over. If you haven't updated your Instagram app, and go update it, because this podcast isn't going to make a whole lot of sense. And you need to have your Instagram updated because this is a big deal. So
my wife harassed me that I apparently didn't have automatic updates like set on my iPhone. And she's like, man, that's like so 2 years ago. She was like harassing me. And I was like, I didn't even realize I had that turned off. I think I did it for like a bandwidth thing.
I turned mine off too. Cause it just annoying sometimes when it's just updating when you don't want it.
So, okay, that makes me feel better. I'm glad. So So Instagram stories, if you haven't seen it, it is a complete copy of Snapchat, and it's like really, it's caused a lot of buzz. I don't know, what are some of your initial feedback on it?
Yeah, I mean, it is hilarious, like how it's not even like a, oh, we're going to try to make it like when Facebook Live came on the scene, when Periscope was hot, but they made it their own. You know, it was a box rather than the full screen. It was the way they did comments is different. And so it was a very Facebook-like version of Periscope. Now they said they were already heading down this path. Instagram stories is just a straight copy of Snapchat without all the features, you know, so you don't have some of the facial, you know, swapping, and I'm sure that's coming soon. But it is a clear, just stories functions just like Instagram or just like Snapchat. So if you've been snapping, just update your Instagram and use the little top stories at the top and start snapping on Instagram. But I will tell you, Jay, I got on there and I was kind of pessimistic. I'm like, I kind of like the uniqueness of Instagram being kind of pictures, images, short videos, Twitter being news, you know, Snapchat being kind of the stories function. I like the separation of the two. But the reality, so here's my reality with it. I got on there and I was like, okay, let me just test this. And I just took a picture of my wall and just wrote test on it. And Instagram, just like Snapchat, will tell you exactly how many people viewed it. And not only will it tell you that, it will tell you who viewed it, which is really interesting. So in less than, I think it's probably been, 18 hours at this point since I took a picture of my wall at home and wrote test on top of it, I've had about 480 views of that. I don't even know what you call it, with that story on Instagram.
Yeah.
On average, on Snapchat, I have about 60 people that view each snap. Now, a lot of that is I've been on Instagram longer. I think I have 12,000 followers or something on there. I've been building that audience. Well, Snapchat is so slow. It takes you so much longer. To be honest, I might still snap every now and then. I'm going to go all in with Instagram because if 400 people are seeing it rather than 80, I'm going to go with where I get five times the engagement, right?
Yeah, hearing that, that's definitely something that you need to be aware of. I mean, there's no doubt when I first saw it, I didn't even see the story. And just for everybody that's listening, there was a TechCrunch article that came out in the news that the CEO of Instagram had said, like, pretty much that Snapchat deserves all the credit. And they pretty much made the case, and we'll put the link to that article in the show notes too. But the idea was that Snapchat was killing it in this department, and really that they really enjoyed the format. So they kind of were making the argument, it felt like, the same way as the news feed is very much the dominant way that people consume content. They were like, hey, there's something about this way, the swiping kind of idea of the story format is appealing, and they need to have that. I will say that I really enjoy, I already see that more people are using, at least in my friends, like I saw like a lot of people were using it. And so like, regardless of, so that's what you can see very easily on Instagram. You can kind of see the crowd on Snapchat. That is harder to see. So I think they have some benefit there. But I will say it is weird having a top scroll of stories and then some kind of news feed below. And it kind of has created this, it's just kind of odd. It sits there and like, I get it. And I think it will work. But I will say as a navigation thing, it's a little off-putting to me. Like, I'm just kind of like, I don't get, like, are they going to somehow switch those into the feed eventually? Like, how do you have this up and down photo thing and then you have stories? I don't know. Like, I think it will make sense, but it doesn't make sense to me right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like two apps in one that are two totally different apps. Now, I think you can probably then screen save one of your Instagram stories that you think is more valuable, you know, or, and then put it in your Instagram because you, that's the thing you want to live on your profile beyond just 24 hours. But I think it's almost like you almost have like that trash content. You're like, oh, I'll just put this out there. You know, it's a quick post. It's going to disappear in 24 hours. Where you don't want to Instagram every 15 minutes. Well, Snapchat, it's kind of made it almost like a norm to Instagram or Snap every 15 minutes. And it's not so bizarre. It just, it's a new format. I'm curious to see though, you know, as I had 400 people see that story on Instagram, or I'm still, the language is for me to even communicate. But as people see it, I'm curious, is that because it's new, you know, people are paying attention to it, or is it just because the audience is there on Instagram and that will only even grow because people are just now hearing about it? I mean, we're geeks that pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah.
What is, as people get more and more used to it and start paying more attention to it, will that grow or will it decline? I'll say, Jay, I felt in the last couple of months that Instagram was kind of dying. You know, I was paying less attention to it. I was on Facebook and Snapchat. You know, that's where my attention was. My attention is all of a sudden now off of Snapchat. I'm going to keep playing with it, but I'm going to really focus some content development time on Instagram
and
see how this trend continues, because it right now, that's where the attention is.
Yeah. I really enjoy the drawing features on Instagram. They definitely spent more time, you know, which I think it's that's a powerful thing. I mean, they don't have a lot of filters and stuff like that. Like you said, that's probably coming, but there is something to it. And I will say I have a lot of people using it. You don't know if it's going to be like a Periscope thing. Well, it just kind of rises and then kind of plateaus, or if people use it. I do think the navigation, I think they got to play with that a little bit, because it is a little weird. And I haven't gotten used to the stories up top. If it's like, if those like are the most recent ones, because you have yours and you have the most recent. I mean, there's stuff there that I think as people play with it and get used to it, but there's no doubt that the audience is there and people don't have it. At the end of the day, if you got your audience and they add features that kind of copy other things that you found, like, it's easy. And I've had the same thing with Snapchat, where it's just, I don't have a very large audience. Now, I think it's more intimate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's, I don't have that community there at the same scale. And so that's why I'm really curious on it. And I think as a church, I think you guys should be checking it out. People are paying attention right now in the first 7, 10 days highly. So the more you can use it, and this is the thing with any platform, if you can create your identity and get the initial views and somehow plant your foot, like you have a presence here, people have a more likelihood of tuning in. And I think that's a lot of things that happen with Snapchat. A lot of people, and me included, I didn't really pay attention to it at first. And so what happened was I couldn't really benefit from that initial wave.
Yep.
And so if you can benefit from the initial wave on Instagram by just this weekend, you know, taking some snaps, what do you call it?
Yep. Tell the story. I mean, I think that's a great way to start, is tell the story of this weekend of, you know, as you're walking up to the church, and there's, you know, if you're doing Instagram, you're probably there before most of other people, you know, show the empty parking lot, you know, praying for all the people coming, you know, show maybe the worship band warming up, and then maybe show people walking in, being greeted, show the story of the weekend at your church on Instagram. That's a great, just easy first story to tell over kind of a, you know, 4 or 5 hour block. Give that a try and see what happens, see what kind of engagement you get. And then you'll begin to figure out what kind of content do you begin to show as a story feature, or what kind of content do you begin to just show as a regular, you know, post on Instagram. But just use it. You know, I think it's an interesting trend. One of the ways that, you know, one thing that I find interesting, Jay, is I kind of pay attention to trends by looking at the free apps in the iTunes store. So looking at what are the top 10, top 20 free apps in the iTunes store. This week, it's been interesting. There's an app, and I just downloaded it, called Mercari, M-E-R-C-A-R-I, that's been exploding, I guess. I don't know anybody using it, but it's been in the top 10 all week. But top two, not surprising, Pokemon Go is number one right now. Yesterday it was number two behind Bitmoji. So you and I have been doing Bitmoji for a while. Bitmoji, you know, was acquired by Snapchat. You know, for a crazy amount of money.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. And Snapchat is number five. And so Snapchat is still basically 2 and 5 on those tops. So the trend, you know, just in the last couple of days, still Bitmoji, Snapchat. I'll be curious to see if Instagram will surpass Snapchat, maybe, you know, as people are updating it. I don't know how that algorithm works within those apps, but it's always a fun way to monitor trends. But Snapchat has been at the top for a while. usually in the top three. So it's number five right now. So that will be a trend that will be interesting to watch and to see how people engage. And yeah, so it's fun. It'll be eager, especially to see how churches use it.
And we got to call out. We had a listener, Luke Crane, had mentioned that we had talked about a camera that you can do live streaming with Facebook stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And had a name change. So it was, I can't pronounce, like, these are like, it feels like French dishes to me, or like sweet. I can't even, it's like Mevo to, it's Movi.
Movi.
Movi to Mevo.
Is that what it is? Movi to Mevo?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. M-O-V-I to M-O, no, M-E-V-O. I can't.
Yes.
We'll put a link
to it. It was Movi, M-O-V-I. Now it's Mevo, M-E-V-O. You and I have been watching this, though. This camera that seemed that they went nuts on Facebook ads. I saw it every other Facebook ad in my news feed. And I was like, oh, I don't know. You know, maybe it's just, sometimes you get those kind of things and then it's nothing. And then several people started paying attention to it. People started buying it, but it seemed like it took forever for it to come out. Well, now we have friends starting to get it. Like, I'm seeing friends posting it on Facebook. And dude, I will tell you, every single one of them are like, this is cooler than I thought. You know, the way it works with their app, the video. And so what I'm seeing on the other side is the video quality and the audio quality I'm seeing come out of this $400 camera that will Facebook live stream, or just go to livestream.com. I think when you talk about churches being able to live stream, this is a device that will zoom, that will cut, it does basically a 4K big image, and then it cuts a clip out of it into 1080p or 1080. I don't know the dimensions exactly, but it cuts like a section out of the whole shot. But everyone seems to, the quality seems to be better than communicated. And for a $400 camera that live streams and connects to the internet,
it's crazy.
Pretty incredible. So I think as you and I are in the TV app business now, as churches can now even easier, make video quality video content for social media or for live streaming, this is a great product that's at an affordable price. And so anyways, I think churches need to jump on this device. I'm going to buy it personally, that's a big jump for me personally. And I don't really have a core use, but I'm like, man, this thing is, I think it's a game changer when it comes to kind of a hardware for a device that ministries can use to create great video, which is at the core of social media right now and not going to go away.
Well, I definitely think it's definitely something I want to check out. I think it's just crazy how Facebook Live has made it easier and easier and more affordable.
For
communities. I know that we started to mess around even with online, and I think I might check out this device for something like this, where Facebook living weekly with my online community in a Facebook group, and something like that could be an easy setup. So, and that's the thing. I remember talking like 4 years ago, and it's like, we would need this encoder and all this equipment, and we would need a monthly support, and we might need to set up another church online page just for that. And now it's like, no, I could just buy this camera and I don't even need to buy the camera. I could just do it with my phone facing, but if I wanted a little bit better setup, but it's crazy how everything's been normalized and it's just becoming easier and easier. So, So we've talked about a couple things. We talked about Snapchat stories. So check that out, make that update on your phone. And I would say not Snapchat, Instagram stories. Oh my gosh.
Instagram, hey, Snapchat too. Don't ignore it. Both trends.
So on Instagram, I would definitely check out the stories, make that update, and capture some stories this weekend, and just mess around with it. There's something about getting into the early wave. Niels has a post up on a site about his first week, and also check out the Mevo, the camera. And there's definitely some cool stuff happening there. So for any future show recommendations and to learn more, go to socialmedia.church and use the hashtag SMC podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church podcast. To learn more about the host, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC podcast to engage with the host. Thanks again for listening.